Yeah. And as promised, now we have Gretchen Loff in studio with us. Miss Gretchen Loff is a semi-finalist in the Miss Bachelor 2023 competition. And I just had to have her in studio with us today because, you know what, she's such a lovely girl and I think she deserves a platform to speak for herself. So good morning, Gretchen.
Good morning, Kanya. Good morning, Paul and everyone listening. So just some background on the Miss Bachelorette Foundation.
Okay.
Or pageant. This Miss Bachelorette South Africa is a women empowerment project that is presented in a pageant approach. Its main aim is to fight against gender-based violence and femicide by giving unmarried mature women recognition and honor through philanthropy, fashion, and beauty.
That sounds amazing.
So we also create role models of unmarried women in order to encourage young girls and the society as a whole to prioritize independence and self-sufficiency.
Wow, that is an amazing, amazing foundation. So tell me, when did you first find out about the Miss Bachelorette competition? And, you know, what motivated you to enter, basically?
So I first found out about the Miss Bachelorette pageant platform on Instagram about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was never a strong public speaker in the individual.
Yeah.
So, meaning I always drew back if I was aware of too much attention on
yeah.
me. So, it never occurred to me that I would, like,
enter a competition like this.
So, as much as I love the pageantry side of things and the impact it has on communities, I never felt confident or self-assured enough to take on big platforms such as Miss Bachelorette South Africa. But the more I grew into who I am, the more I, like, gravitated towards what I want to do. And the advocacy for change was always a big part of who I am.
Mm.
So eventually I entered, I did my research, and I went for it.
Wow, that's amazing. And I think a lot of us can actually, you know, relate to what you're saying about being, you know, not confident in ourselves and not wanting to go after that dream that we have. We're too scared or we feel like we're not good enough. That's literally how I felt when it came to radio. You know, I had people coming to me when I was 16 saying, you have the voice, you have what it takes. But it took me to see it in myself. And now I'm sitting here where I am. And now you're sitting where you are. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. But you're a lovely girl. Please be assured of that. You're doing amazing. And I think they saw something in you that you probably won't see in yourself. And that's why you made it as a semi-finalist in the competition. So I just want you to not have those, you know, intrusive thoughts and whatever. And just, like, focus on the fact that you've made it this far in the competition. So there must be something special about you that they are seeing in you. So, Gretchen, tell me, how did you prepare for this competition? What does it take to prepare for a pageant or a competition like Miss Bachelorette?
Just by cancelling out self-doubt, I guess. I'm still in preparation mode, though.
Yeah.
So the pageant consists of, like, rounds. We have to basically get through to do the final show at the end of the day. And the final show is in April next year. That's why it's Miss Bachelorette 2024. And then the top 16 will be announced in December, where we will undergo an interview prior to the selection of the top 16.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need all the help and support I can get through to get through to the next round.
Yeah. So tell us, how can we actually support you as the Cape Winelands and here at KC? How do we vote, and take us through that process?
By literally voting, guys, and more voting. So you can go on the Miss Bachelorette South Africa website, which is www.missbachelorette.co.za. Click on the option field on your upper right-hand side, and then click on 2024 semi-finalists. Go to contestant number 18, which is me, and you will then have to choose a package where you will have to pay through PayPal.
Then
just cast your vote.
If you're with FNB, don't be afraid. Go and cast your vote for Gretchen, because it's quite easy for the people who are signed up with FNB. PayPal is a service basically where you can send money. You know how you send money through Checkers or ShopRite? PayPal's the same thing. You just sign up and then you can send money internationally that way. So, Gretchen, you know, Did you expect to make it this far in this competition? And when you first signed up, did you think you would even make it past the first round? And just take us through your journey on that.
To be honest, I'm still very staggered when I think about actually being in the competition.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I'm not someone that necessarily puts myself out there.
You should, babe. And you have the face.
Thanks. Because it is well and truly an amazing experience, and we have learned so much as well. Also, there are so many beautiful, strong women. It's actually intimidating, overwhelming, to say the least. So I'm very proud of myself for even standing among such strong and intellectual women. And by that alone, to me, I've made it very far.
Yes.
And because also, like, standing among the type of woman that I am standing with, the journey becomes a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's actually very fulfilling to learn and to take a lot from them and to just like fill myself with all those kinds of knowledgeable
characters, So tell me, who has been your greatest support on this journey? Has your family been supportive, or they're like, what are you doing?
Very much. Yeah, they are actually the people that's been pushing me to do
the competition.
Competitions and stuff. So my family and friends have pushed me so much to believe in myself a little more. And even a lot of people that I least expected to support me on this journey has been so kind and encouraging. And it actually helps a lot because at the end of the day, they make the journey for me to walk the journey much more like positive and to walk it with certainty.
Mm.
So I have a little more faith and optimism just because of their support. So I am very thankful for that.
Well, we're thankful for them too. You know, we really want to see Paul represented right there at Miss Bachelorette. So tell us, you know, when is the final going to be, and will it be broadcasted on TV? Do you know about those details so that we can look out for that?
Finals will be in April.
Okay, next year.
2024 next year. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to have to pass the round in December 1st.
Okay.
I think the round is in like on the 2nd of December 2023. And then after that, we'll have like the big show where everyone wants to participate in. So I hope I make it through.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll probably have more details on that once I am in the top 16.
Well, rest assured, the KC family, and especially the KC at Work family, Andile Human and myself, will definitely be supporting you on this journey. We'll be posting all of your posters, making sure that we cast our votes. So tell us, and you know, the people listening in, what's your social media so that we can catch up on the journey, follow what you're doing, and of course, you know, just support you in a way that we can ourselves.
Instagram is my primary interactive account.
Okay.
So, but I had to open a Twitter account and Facebook again.
Yes.
So I'm still activating at becoming more active on my recent updated account. So be with me on that. So you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I'm not a TikToker because I'm not a dancer, but I am on TikTok as well.
Are you one of those people where you're like, I'm too old for TikTok, this is not for me?
No. I actually support TikTok, guys. I do.
Okay.
But it's just not like, I'm not the best of dancers. Yeah.
No, I hear you. I'm the same. I don't think I could ever catch up on the trends and
what people
are following and what song that needs to be known. So I definitely feel you on that vibe. Well, if you've just joined us, we are speaking to Gretchen Loft right here from Paul about becoming a semi-finalist in the Miss Bachelorette 2024 competition. I want you to all cast your votes and follow her on Instagram, Twitter, as well as Facebook, to keep updated with her journey. And y'all, we need to support one another as a community and see the people from our communities entering these big stages that we know, to ensure and encourage other young people that they too can do it. Well, thank you so much, Gretchen, for your time.
Thank you, Kanya.
It was a lovely conversation, and all the best. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much. Well, now